Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us
together. Hi, everyone. You just missed a little.
Me and Mariano were arguing.
I know. Hashtag Pauliano.
Hashtag Pauliano.
So the stocking boppers are coming, I'm telling you.
Welcome to the social media podcast. Hi, Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
I'm starting this one.
Go ahead.
We're taking this. Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Hashtag Pauliano.
Except I sound cooler.
No, he does not.
I do.
Okay, that's why it's Pauliano.
Because
like, it's mostly my name and then it hits.
No, we get you out of the way. That way we can finish strong.
Oh, my
strong,
God, no. No, it just sounds better. Like, Pauliano. That sounds like a man name.
I win. Yes.
But I mean, whatever. I mean, No, I still win. I'm the better half of Pauliano.
That's just incorrect.
No, it's not.
That's bad math.
Okay, we'll take it to the streets.
All right.
People.
To the streets.
Hashtag
the streets
us. I mean, not hashtag
media
us.
Listeners.
Tweet us who you think is the better half of Pauliano. Do not hurt my feelings. Do not think about Mariano's feelings. Just tell the truth. You guys know that you like me more. No?
Yeah, just be honest.
Just be honest.
Be honest. Keep it 100, as they say.
I know. Hashtag Pauliano. Polly Pete. That's all I need.
And that's GSMC underscore.
Sorry.
Underscore S Media on Twitter.
Yeah. Hashtag Pauliano. And then you just got to write Polly P. I'm going to make this a poll on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I'm going to see.
Do it.
Oh, and you know what else we're going to do on Twitter for you guys? If you guys want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call it?
The shoulder?
Killing with the shoulders. Killing with the shoulders. I'm going to make a poll myself, but I'm with it. I mean,
I'll do it too, but I need to see it again.
And we can do that running one. The
I didn't even see that one.
All night, I think of you.
All right, I'm down to try that.
Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Friday feeling. Hashtag Friday.
Hashtag Friday feeling. That's right.
Friday got me feeling like.
If only you guys could see what she's doing right now.
Well, they will. They'll see you on Twitter.
Oh, that's true.
You just gotta follow us.
Exactly.
Tweet me.
And then they'll like me.
That's
more.
Why I'm literally the better half of Pauliano.
I don't know.
Okay.
That sounds like a little bit of mental illness to me. But,
shut up. Oh my God. Whatever.
Well, what are we getting into?
Hate is gonna hate. So. So.
Speaking of
dissing
exactly.
And hating on folks,
exactly.
Because Mariano's like my biggest hater, but you know, like, what? It's okay, because I know he's my biggest supporter, too.
I have to play that, like, that kind of dichotomy to, you know.
Whatever, just love it or hate it to underdogs on top.
And I'm going exactly.
Go ahead, MV me. Ooh, dang, I got these bars.
You keep going.
No. Anyways, speaking of dissing people and diss track and bars and lyrics.
Yes.
Joe Budden.
And Drake.
Has dissed Drake.
And this is interesting because I'm team Joe Budden and you're team Drake, so I want to hear this.
Well, I'm okay, I can't really speak too much because like I haven't heard the diss track.
I did. It was
yet.
Good.
And I'm going to have to watch the video since it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Drake doesn't take any prisoners. I mean, like, look at Meek Mill. He's a battle rapper, and he got body.
I don't know, because Meek Mill's diss, it was weak to me. Like, his
yes.
freestyles, and I'm a huge like freestyle listener. I find uh-huh. them everywhere uh-huh. for all rappers. Uh-huh. And Meek Mill...
I mean, he could even have Nicki write him something, I mean, because, you know, but...
I know, she...
That's what I'm saying. She could have bodied him, too.
But like, no offense to Meek Mill, but there's Meek Mill, and then there's Joe Budden. And Joe Budden has been Joe Budden for a long time, too.
So, like, since birth.
Like, no, but I mean, like, in terms of... But I mean, in terms of like the quality of raps that he's put out just over the years, you know,
I just gotta listen to it.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you just don't know. Listen to the diss and tell me it's not
really
good.
Yeah, I will. We're gonna have to
like. I like Back to Back and I like Charged Up by Drake. Exactly. Those were both really good, but this one's longer and it's also.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
I love diss tracks.
I know. And diss tracks do so much for rappers' careers. Do you remember Nas and Jay-Z? That was like the best.
Okay, but my thing is like. I don't like it when like they make up. Like I know, I mean, we're supposed to be like bigger people and like supposed to be nice. But,
oh,
like,
whatever.
Really, if we're gonna hate on each other, let's hate it.
I know.
Hate it till we go down.
I'm working on my diss track for you already. Yeah. Killing it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, Mariano is not a good friend, you guys. Like, I'm telling you.
He must be a beat right now. What the heck? I'll tell you.
No, don't. No, I'm not ready.
You heard it here, folks. She's not ready.
I'm not.
Doesn't want it. That's why I'm the better half.
That's so rude.
The poll on Twitter.
That's so rude. I'm such a nice person.
So am I.
I would never come at you like that.
I added you.
Whatever. Okay, so he keeps telling you guys that he added me finally. Now what? Am I supposed to be nice to you now because you added me on Facebook?
Yes, because we're officially Facebook friends.
Whatever. I will delete.
You see who's being mean
delete.
Now?
Delete.
I'm the victim here, really.
No. Oh, my God. Such a man thing to do. Come with the girl, be rude, and then now all of a sudden you're the victim. Well, and I'm supposed to be saying sorry because I said something worse. I retaliated.
This is social media. I want the sympathy vote.
Anyways, back to what we were talking about. So maybe or maybe not, Drake will come out with something.
I'm sure he would. Yeah.
You know, he always try to up his own self.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't know.
We'll see. Actually. I mean, we need another anthem for summer because, like, these summer songs are getting kind of played out anyway.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
The thing is, when Joe Budden... When I heard about this mm-hmm. is, I went back and I, what started it all was Joe Budden has a podcast, for those of you who don't know.
If you want to be on my show, come on.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Joe Budden should be on the show. I'd be.
Hashtag Pollyanno Budden.
I would just hashtag Joe Budden. People would love that. But he, on his podcast, he reviewed Drake's newest album, Views from the Six, and he wasn't a fan.
Wait, what is his podcast about? Just like reviews?
No, I don't think it's just about reviews, but he brought it up.
Oh, so he purposely
well,
did
he,
that.
Well, he
in
reviews
order
albums
to
but,
have drama.
Well, no, because hang on, like he reviews albums on it. It's just not just reviews, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't like hate it. He didn't bash it. He said like he liked it. He said 40, you know, the producer continues mm-hmm. to advance, mm-hmm. and Drake in this one just didn't seem that like motivated or inspired. He said, and mm-hmm. I kind of agree to this. He said, I miss the days when Drake was the one pushing like the new styles mm-hmm. and not just kind of living in the new styles.
Okay.
You know, I can agree to that.
Okay.
He was kind of the innovator of rap, and lately he's not. He's still very good as a rapper, but he used to come up with the new stuff. Like, remember Take Care?
Yes.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Nothing Was the Same. That one was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then these other ones started sounding like really good rap albums, but not anything different. Drake used to make things that were always different.
Oh, okay.
Like when Drake first came out, I've never heard a rapper sing anything like Best I Ever Had, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's pushing
Ooh,
the envelope.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Or take the song Take Care was really good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things, or what was that one that I really liked? The Ride?
Mm-hmm.
You Know, or They Know? But these all had...
I was going to say something, but I forgot the name of the song, so never mind.
It's all good. But they're different sounding, you know? Like, but yeah. When you heard those, you're like, oh, okay, that's new. Now he's just kind of making really good tracks. And Future is a good rapper too, but it's just not like...
Oh my God, no. All of Future's songs sound the exact same.
Yeah, but as
he got the same beat.
But as a lyricist,
same,
though?
No.
Well, on Drake's album anyway. I didn't... like.
Okay.
On Drake's
like,
album...
I was had to listen to Future's
the
album.
Future,
I was like,
the Future features, I'll say it that way, I liked.
Okay.
But it's nothing special. Do you see what I'm getting at now?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like, oh, wow, that was new. Like, that's why Drake is Drake. Now I'm kind of like, yeah.
Okay, you better be careful because Drake gonna come out and put a diss song about you.
On
and
me?
I'm not going to help you.
Oh,
I'm
going
to let it happen.
I'm hashtag. Like, I'm half of hashtag Pollyanna. He wouldn't.
No.
Don't be such a fool.
Don't put me in this group so that he can diss me too.
It's too late. No. Hashtag Pollyanna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Never mind. We're breaking up.
Diss Pauline first.
I'm going to pull a Nikki and just like sit on the sideline and be like, yo, bro, I didn't say it. Don't come at me.
That's fine. I'll hit up Joe Budden. We'll do a track
like,
together.
I did not say anything.
Me and Joe Budden will do like, it'll be like celebrity deathmatch. Me and him and Meek Mill and Jake.
No, we should be on. What's that one thing with Nick Cannon? Wild and out.
I would kill it. Well, I hear Drake can't freestyle, so I would kill that.
I can't freestyle either.
That's right. What up? Well, you should jump on that too.
Whatever. Anyway.
And then we'll make up in Shanghai. I still want to do that.
Oh, yeah. Wait, go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Has anybody gone to Disneyland in Shanghai? How was it? I want to know.
I don't know.
If you've been, or if you've been to Disneyland in general anytime recently.
When I know,
was
really
in Southern,
any, yeah.
When I was in Southern California this past weekend, I drove past like 4 times and I was like, just pull over and stop and just go on the rides.
I've never been there. I want to go. I've never
okay.
been.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Is that why bad. I'm a terrible person?
I just feel like I just my heart just hurts for you when I say that. Like I'm just like my poor friend. So anyway, so I mean, if you guys have been to Disneyland, if you guys think Joe, if you're Team Joe, Team Drakey, let us know that too, because I'm interested to hear your guys' take on that.
Definitely.
I mean, if you agree with Pollyanno, I mean Mariano, or if you agree with me, Polly P. But
that
so that's that.
You should have put out a track.
Dude, I got bars. I got flows for these O's.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, cut to a break. Go to a break.
Let me go to this break, but I want to just finish up on that story, and then we'll move on after that.
Oh, what else do you have to say?
Well, no, there is more to it than where we were. Oh.
This is news to me.
Yeah. Thanks for listening,
breaking
guys.
Breaking news.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
I'm back.
Okay, so just to wrap it up really quick, we left off with
Joseph Budden.
He reviewed his album on the podcast and it wasn't like just negative. Like, now that you heard that, he wasn't just slamming it, but he had a problem with it. And then I guess Drake responded to that. So he responded to Drake's response with a diss track, and it was really good. It was really good.
It might be marketing.
Well, even if it is marketing,
it might be marketing.
But that's fine though. That's fine with me. A good duel kind of in the rap like world is always good.
I know. I feel like it happens every around this time
because they generate good music from it, and
true.
That's fine.
Very
but,
true.
You know, but if fair is fair, that was a good song.
But, I'm with it. I mean, you know, I just listen to Beyonce. I've been listening to YG lately, though. I like his new album.
Yeah, I like
low-key played it out, and it's only been like a week, but I played it out.
Right? I like his new album, too.
Yeah. When I was in LA, I was like, So, you know, I was doing that thing. But anyways, so in other social media news, this is kind of like really interesting to me, kind of based off, you know, going for like attention and everything. There's a man, his name is Callum McSwiggin, and as far as I know, this is his real life name.
Okay.
Like his real life name. Anyways, it sounds kind of like McLovin.
It know? Does.
But
McSwiggin. So it's like McLovin and Swaggy P.
Yeah, like it's whatever, you know. Sorry, we're not going to make fun of your name. Sorry, dude. Anyways, so what we are going to talk about is how he is a YouTube sensation, so a lot of people know of him and follow him and listen to him and all that. But also, he's from the UK, and he came out here to California, to LA, and allegedly he is saying that while he was at a gay bar, he got beat up by three different guys.
Yeah, the Abbey in downtown LA. Like that place.
The Abbey, and saying that he got beat up and that it was a hate crime.
West LA, excuse me, continue.
And so, and that he had to have, like, stitches, like, his teeth are broken / missing. But the thing about this is, so a lot of people were mad about that because, like, you know, that's not nice. We don't do that. Leave people alone. We don't.
Right.
Just,
there's no need. I mean,
exactly.
It's
just
like, beat him up. That's going to make him un-gay, sure.
That's not, it's, like, and it's just people just, you know, just get it together.
Yeah.
But so everybody was really upset and sad for him because of this, because he posted like a picture in the hospital, all banged up and things like that. And people were rightfully so mad.
Of course.
But the thing about it is that he was actually arrested and that there is a mugshot of him because he was vandalizing cars.
See, this is what makes me second guess it. And this makes me more mad than the original because it's already like a touchy subject. So are you really going to lie about it?
Yeah, there's no need to lie about it.
Right.
That.
Well, it makes it worse for everyone who is actually, well, if it turns out that he's actually did it to himself.
Okay. Yeah. So what it is that the police have come out and said that he actually was, there's arrest records and stuff. So he was actually arrested that evening for vandalizing cars, and that his mugshot when he was booked and everything, he looks fine. His face is totally fine. And that he was actually in the cell beating himself up with the payphone. So, like, he's just, like, hitting his face, hitting
crazy.
His body. I guess his teeth, like, if he had to have six stitches, like, he was tearing himself up.
And that sounds like, I couldn't do that if I wanted to, I feel
that's like. I don't.
Could you bring yourself to hit yourself in the face like that?
It's never that serious, no. That reminds me, like, on Gone Girl when she was
Gone Girl was a good movie.
It scares me. But yeah, so he like beat himself up, according to the police report, and then that's why they transported him to the hospital, because he was just tearing himself up in the cell. And so then that's when he, that picture of him being in a hospital bed. So he fabricated this entire story.
Well, you know, so we think so. Because so just because he's beating himself up, which makes no sense, doesn't necessarily mean he didn't get
beat up. But he was arrested for vandalizing cars.
Yeah.
So how you gonna get, how you gonna say people were beating you up and you tearing into people's
stuff? No, I agree. But I'm trying to like paint the picture of just how controversial this could be.
Right.
Because on the one hand, if it's all true and he got jumped for being gay, that's terrible. That sucks. And these people should be arrested.
Yeah, if anybody's... Yeah, that's...
Right. Right. I mean, getting jumped for any reason, but mm-hmm. for being gay, like, number one, it's not going to help. Like, it's not going to make him ungay. There's no reason...
It's just, yeah.
You know, you're just acting out like a child by beating somebody up. Mm-hmm. That's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, though, with that being said, and there's been so many of those cases already that people are already on edge with that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Especially with the, like, heterosexual pride day. Like,
right, like we talked
these hashtags
about.
Are all coming out at the same time and it could blow up, mm-hmm. you know?
It's very touchy right now.
Exactly. So to fake something like that, I think would be even worse because people who have actually gone
through
that...
You're hurting your own community.
Exactly.
Yourself.
Right. People who have already gone through that, I feel like they would have no tolerance.
And he has a huge like YouTube following, so it's not like this is just like a small town guy and nobody, you know, like we can... Like that's why the story is so big, is because like a lot of people were upset because he does have a big following.
Right.
And I don't even know why people lie about stuff that you can find out.
Because people are dumb.
Like,
we talk about this a lot, and it's because people are stupid. They don't expect that they'll find, or they just don't think of the angle. If you're beating yourself in the face, you're not thinking.
True.
You know?
I wonder if he was on something.
And if you're arrested for vandalizing cars, you're still not thinking. So it's, he doesn't right. seem like a smart guy to me.
Yeah, you know? And like, so he was out with some friends, and they have said that they're going to post the video of him getting beat up, which is interesting to me because none of his friends got beat up.
I know.
They're just videotaping him.
Well, I was
going to
say, what are they world-starring him? Why did they help him?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, like, that's the other thing. I mean, you need to get new friends.
Exactly.
And they're not going to help you and you're getting beat up.
Which, again.
You need to get new friends.
Which, again, sorry if it's true, but still.
But where's that video? I want to see the video because they keep saying, oh, we have a video.
Well, not even just that, but.
Are they going to create a video now?
You know what? I have the weirdest feeling that they're going to try to create a video.
Mm-hmm.
But. It kind of bothers me because it's like, I'll stick to what I said, that he's not that smart. If you have friends that are going to sit there and record you and not help you, you're still not that smart. Get better, like, get smarter. Like,
yeah, you need to get, or at least call 911 or, like, I don't know, throw something. I don't know. I'd be
I'm not going to fight just to fight, but, like, if one of my friends is going to beat up, I'm going to, like, try something.
If one of your friends is getting jumped by three guys.
Yes, or hop in the car and zoom, something.
I know.
Like, do something.
Anything other than videotape.
Yes.
Do anything except that.
Oh, I think that's so wild. And I think that has to do with social media.
Like, if my friend.
Is that people
friend,
just want to record everything.
I'm telling
and
you.
And post it on Snapchat, post it on Instagram. Help the person. Like, they're getting beat up.
That's the one thing I wouldn't be okay with. Like, if I got beat up and my friends freaked out.
Oh, we are no longer friends. Yeah. What? And you're just watching me?
No. I'm saying, like, this is what the picture I'm trying to paint is videotaping is the one thing that's not okay. Like, if I got beat up by, like, three guys and I had a friend there and he freaked out and cried because of it,
yeah,
I'd be kind of upset. But if he recorded it, we're unfriends immediately. Exactly.
Yeah, we're done.
So, like,
if I'm getting beat up by one person.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, help me.
Yeah, exactly. You can do anything else.
I mean, I'm not going to get beat up by one person, you know?
Oh, you know. Well, or six people, let's be honest. You know?
If I'm definitely getting jumped, you better help me.
That's what I'm saying.
Else we're done.
Right.
I'm going to jump you after.
Exactly.
I'll be so mad. I'm like, no, you get some of this too.
Now you're going to jump by them three plus one.
Yes. No. That is not acceptable.
I've been jumped too, and it sucks. Have you ever been jumped?
No.
I was jumped by five guys one time.
Aww.
Yeah.
Were you by yourself or you had a friend?
No, I was by myself.
Yeah. Cowards.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like,
what did you do?
Well,
do they have a reason, Mariana, or was it random?
Well,
not saying that there's ever a reason to beat somebody up.
I don't know if it's a reason because it's not like I did anything to them that was unfair. They were
okay.
This was back.
They
in
were
the,
just mad.
This was back in the MySpace days, and these guys were jumping on my friend on MySpace, and I defended him, and then I ran into them. Well, I ran into some of them. Like the other some of the guys that jumped me weren't like
mm-hmm.
involved. They were just friends of friends,
mm-hmm.
and I got jumped.
Man.
Yeah, in San Bernardino where I grew up. Yeah.
That's wild. People don't fight. Don't fight people. If you don't like someone, leave them alone. If they're posting something on social media that you don't like, unfollow, unfriend, block. You don't have to fight people.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I wasn't going to, I didn't want to
fight
them.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, in general, like, there's no need to be putting your hands on someone ever unless they are coming at your mom or hurting your mom
exactly.
or
don't,
your child.
Don't add fuel to the fire.
Like, yes, there's no need for that.
Especially with this, like, if this turns out to be fake, I think this is going to this is gonna
blow up. To like delete his YouTube.
But no, but I mean, but like, not even
he
just
needs to go be recluse.
Not even just for him. Like, this is gonna be one of those stories that people are gonna talk about.
Yeah, because, like, then it makes it difficult for people who really are victims.
Yeah,
of stuff.
And it makes it difficult for other people to, like, sympathize. Yeah. Like, I've heard a lot of stories of people are like, oh, well, you know, something happens. Like, she said she was raped or whatever, and then some people don't believe it, and people get so upset. And I'm like, look, I understand. Like, poor thing. What if she got raped? But I at the same time, you have to be fair and understand why some people could be, like, unsure.
Yeah.
People have lied. I heard this story. This was recent. This was sometime, like, this year, like, the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
There was this NFL quarterback. I want to say it was, like, Tim Tebow.
Go ahead. I think I know this story. Keep going.
I don't know if you do. He like, this girl tried to, like, say that he raped her, and they did their investigation, and it turned out he wasn't even in the state at the time.
Yeah.
So, like, what, you know, like, that makes it hard. Like, mm-hmm. people wonder, like, why don't you believe people sometimes? Like, because of people like this who make mm-hmm. these stupidest allegations, you know?
Right.
So I understand it. Like, I understand it must suck, and it must be embarrassing, too. I was embarrassed when I got jumped. I don't know why, but it was humiliating. I didn't want to tell anybody.
Right.
People found out because I was all beat up, but, like, right. I didn't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, if you're lying, then why would we believe you, you know?
True. But so hopefully this man, Callum, you get help, because you shouldn't be beating yourself up.
I know.
If you did get beat up, I hope that you are getting help also. But then that's the thing. If you're beat up and the police arrest you, they're going to help you. Well, they're supposed to help you.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would just book him and all that. They would have taken him to the hospital and, like, had him, like, chained to the thing.
I don't know. They might have
the bed.
If it's not that serious, they might have just had, like, a
medic. But if he's getting jumped.
But they said he was fine. Like, he beat himself up to the
point. That's what I'm saying. So, like, it has to be a lie.
I didn't go to a hospital.
Him saying that he got beat up first. Because then now all of a sudden you're in police custody, and now all of a sudden you're in a police bed.
I think it depends, though, because I wasn't, like, there was no, like, people to check me out or whatever. They're just like, are you okay? Yep, okay, see.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't know. Hopefully. And if his friends, you know.
If your friends are hearing this, you guys suck. Like, if it's true and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's rude. Yeah. And you just recorded it. It better be a grainy video. Like, your hand better be, like, swinging because you're, like, you're trying to, like, help too. It should not be like, oh, I'm just going to stand here in the bushes and record this entire thing. Like, that's wild. Man. We need new friends, McCallum.
We have to jump to
McCallum.
One.
McCallum.
That sounds like McDonald's straight cut. We're going to jump to one more break. And then,
bye.
Then
we're going to talk about more fun stuff. Exactly. Sorry about it. That was deep.
Sorry about it.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Oh,
I know.
I love it. See, I'm clearly the better one because Mariana's trying to be like me. I'm rubbing off.
I hate you so
much. Crickets. Anyway, so it's summer, and, like, when summer comes around, like, there's new songs, there's new people, couples are breaking up. Mm. But Starbucks has the infamous pink drink and, like, a purple blue one, and people are, like, going insane because it looks cool. Of course, girls, you know, we basic and stuff. So,
of course.
I personally have not tried it yet, but every time I see a girl walking with it, I'm like, girlfriend, why you didn't get two? Like, why? So it's like the acai berry, strawberry refresher. Yes.
That is the official name of the refresher.
With coconut milk. And I think it sounds like heaven because I like that refresher and I love coconut milk. But I haven't tried it, so I don't know. Has anybody tried it? I mean,
I don't really go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, so I don't really go to Starbucks too much. In fact, the only time I ever go to Starbucks is once a week when I leave here at the, because there's one right at the Amtrak station.
Oh, yeah. I see.
But I normally get just food. Like, I'll get a sandwich and...
Well, there's like a Starbucks in my house, and every time I try to ask for a strawberry refresher, they never have the acai. And I'm like, dude, really? Like, really get it together. Like, I don't get it. Like, I just want one thing. And then they're like, you can get iced coffee. And I'm like, I don't want that.
Oh, cool. That's
so, I mean, well, anyway.
We don't have a
so
Ferrari, but you could have a Ford. Is,
okay. I mean, Starbucks, of course, like, they're pretty good at marketing on social media. So that has taken by storm because people are just posting about it. And then people like me get jealous and then we want it.
Okay, Starbucks is a really pretty. It's a really trendy thing, too. Because they already really have trendy. A pink drink. The passion tea, I like that. And it's pink.
Yeah, but it's like milky pink.
Yeah. Like, ooh, like Nesquik.
And then, like, the blue one or purple one, whatever people call it. Blue people call it purple. I mean, I guess it depends on how much coconut milk Blurple. Got in it. Uh-huh. You know, and that one is like debuting. But I did find out from somebody in the office that McDonald's is trying to come out with a green one. McDonald's is so good at this game. They'd be like,
they really are.
Everybody like yeah. start a trend and then they'd be like, oh, we got it too. It's going to be $2 on Friday in the cafe.
I was going to say, same thing, only a lot cheaper.
Exactly. And I mean, that's on my way to my other job, so I'm probably going to get that one first. Oh my God, McDonald's is so good at this game. Except for, is it going to be like a tea? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I don't want it to be like a frat.
Those evil McGeniuses. I don't know.
I know. But anyway, so
that's one race I'm really not going to jump into, if I'm honest. I kind of
I just want to try to say that I did it.
Well, do it. For you sure.
know? I'll let you guys know how it goes next time.
Okay.
And so, anyways, about showing off and being cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? You know what I'm going to say?
Yep.
The J.R. Smith.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so J.R. Smith, if you guys know anything about basketball or just anything, if you don't, that's fine, too. So, the Cavaliers just won the championship this season, mm-hmm. and afterwards, J.R. Smith and
I was Team Cavs too.
Anyways, so well, I mean, cool for them. Anyways, so J.R. Smith, after the game, gave his shirt to his dad. Allegedly, he has yet to put a shirt back on. So when they flew back home to Cleveland and they had that welcome at the Cleveland airport, uh-huh. no shirt on. The parade, no shirt on. Because, I mean, J.R. Smith, he just does whatever he wants. And so he doesn't want to wear a shirt, no shirt on. And so he is actually in the works of sealing a deal for this company, an online company, to sell J.R. Smith body shirts. So, like, it looked like it has, like, his body tattoos and stuff. So, like, when you put the shirt on, it's like, you're J.R. Smith.
What if he's wearing a shirt and it's just that shirt? It's possible.
Oh, so like J.R. Smith is actually wearing a shirt, but it's like his body shirt.
Yeah,
get it together.
Why not?
It reminds me of, like, you know, when like you go to like Santa Cruz and like they have those long shirts and it's like a girl in a bikini.
Yep, I've seen them. No, well, they also have those. I've seen those shirts before with like tattoos.
I mean, I would wear it. Like, that's the thing. Like, but then he has like gang tattoos, I feel like. They're like on his stomach. I mean, that's not really that attractive. But I mean, I would do it because, I mean, it's a shirt. Like, whatever.
Well, I'd wear, if it was like well-known enough, like, I'd wear a Tupac tattoo shirt with Thug Life on his stomach.
No, Tupac shirt would be cool.
Right.
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa would be the best, I think, because there's so many tattoos.
But then, yeah.
But it's a shirt. You can have them and then take them off when it's, you know, that's
I know,
cool.
So it's like, I can, when I'm trying to feel wild, I can put it on. And then when I'll be reserved, young I'm and wild and free. Me. I know, like, what? I mean, but then J.R. Smith, like, I don't know. I mean, on a girl, I think it just would be funny because it's like really.
Do it.
Because I think it has like his man nips.
Oh, does it?
I think so. So then I'm going to have like man nips. Okay, so anyways, so that's that. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's funny because a lot of people were like, JR, like, what are you doing? And then, boom, because of social media and everything, now he's going to get paid for having a shirt that's just his ink. So
cool.
I mean, social media, I'm telling you, we got to figure out what am I doing wrong?
Well, it's the...
Like, what am I doing wrong? Would you guys buy a hashtag Pollyanno shirt? Great. You're not even going to promote your own brand. Wow.
Well, I just feel like people wouldn't buy that just yet. Maybe like a hashtag Pollyanno like bumper sticker.
Okay, who
it's cheaper.
Uses bumper stickers?
Awesome people who listen to hashtag Pollyanno.
Oh my God, please do not buy a bumper sticker. I mean, if you have bumper stickers and that's your thing, that's fine.
Well, I feel like, well, fine. We should make a hashtag. We should like design a hashtag Pollyanno shirt and see if somebody would want one.
I would want one.
Well, then we should make
Guaranteed
two.
Guaranteed there's three sold. One, two, three. The people in this room right now. And our boss. No, we'd have to give it to him for free.
Yeah. And I'll be like, well, I was going to say, we should just make them to order like they do at restaurants. Like, we'll have them ready.
Oh my God.
restaurant.
Yeah, no, like, we'll have them, like, ready to order, but only when somebody wants one would we, like, you know, have it printed and shipped.
Okay, so...
What?
That's merchandise, and, what else are we going to talk about today? So, it's Friday. Oh, our hashtag for the episode is Confessions You Tell Your Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Confessions I Told My Parents.
Confessions to Your Parents.
What's a confession that you need to tell your mom? Ooh, is she listening?
Probably
hey,
not.
Hey, Mariana's mom.
Hey, mom. I don't know. My mom, like, I pretty much hid everything when I was younger, and then I got older, and I stopped kind of caring, so I just told her everything. So now she knows I'm terrible.
Well, my mom are really close, so she knows, like, everything. Yeah. So, I mean.
Hey, mom, when I was at your house a couple weeks ago, I was on Tinder, just so you know.
Oh, my God. That's Mariana loves Tinder.
What?
So, okay, so we're going to do, like, a fun little game.
Right.
Just embarrass myself some more. Do you guys know what Urban Dictionary is? So Urban Dictionary is an online, I guess, dictionary. But it's all about slang and just like random stuff that people say. And when you're too afraid to ask your mom, especially when you're a little kid like I was, or ask like my older sister, I would just go on urbandictionary.com because I didn't want to seem like the kid that didn't know anything.
I would just ask other people's moms because they don't care if they ruined someone else's kid.
True. So. I don't know. My mom's like that. I'm like, mom, so-and-so is running wild. And she's like, they're so fun. And I'm if I were to do that, no. So anyway, so urbandictionary.com has like random.
Yes.
Like phrases, slang,
the
words.
The best phrases.
And then like people just go on there and define it. So like you would just understand what people are saying if you're not into slang.
I want to throw a few of these at you, and then we'll put the whole video. I'm going to make a video of this and put it on Twitter.
You're going to put a video of me on?
Yeah. Come on, it's funny.
Okay, so we'll see this. Okay, so right. Go. Hit me with the first one.
I'll throw like three at you, and then we'll do a full video.
Okay, so, okay. And then I'm going to try to figure out what the word
yes.
means.
Yes. And remember, even if it's a word you've heard before, it's okay. This is the Urban Dictionary definition.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to start with village bicycle.
Whoa, that just sounds really inappropriate. Village bicycle. So everyone, because that's the village part, so mm-hmm. Anyone and everyone. I don't want to say the next part of what I'm thinking.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're
that's
correct.
That's terrible. That's so rude.
Hey, I didn't make it up.
That's so rude. Okay, next one.
All right.
Oh, that's rude. Don't ever call me a village bicycle. That is not okay.
I didn't call. This is the terms that you need to guess.
People call people that?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one before today. Mm. Okay. Subwoofing.
Subwoofing? Going hard?
Be more specific.
Just going hard in the paint. Like, I mean, going ham.
Going hard in the paint. Subwoofing means sitting in your car, bumping your jams with your homies after school in the parking lot, but not driving.
Okay, yes, I definitely do that. I love sitting in my car listening to music. I was actually doing that before today. I was listening to YG. I was.
We'll do one more.
Okay.
Cat daddy.
Oh, that's a dance. Oh, but when you're a cat daddy,
yeah.
That's when like you make plans with someone and then you cat off. So like you cancel them, you flake, basically. That's how I think
of it. Oh,
is
that what it is?
When I tell people, oh, you catting, like you being a cat daddy, that means like you're flaking on me. Like you're really actually making plans with me, but then you're like you're going to cat off. Like you're just not going to follow through.
The Urban Dictionary definition.
That's the polling picture.
The Urban Dictionary definition says a dude over 55 who can still get it. That's a
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Ew. Okay. Good thing I don't use that term without like my friends knowing what I mean because that is gross. Isn't that like just like a dilf? Like,
yeah,
why are we making up these new words for a dilf?
I don't know.
Like it's a dilf.
Dilf.
Like,
that
I don't get
funny.
It. I don't get it. Or like a sugar daddy. I mean, we got a lot of terms for that.
Yeah. Right? Dilf sounds funny.
Dilf.
Yeah. But that's all. That's all the time we have for today. We'll do some more of this later.
Catch us on Twitter. Look out on Twitter because I'm going to be posting a funny video soon. You guys know that. Wait, we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Kill them with the shoulders. Kill them with the shoulders.
Yep.
I'm going to hit it. I'm going to show y'all some moves.
All right, we'll do this right now, in fact, and we'll post it pretty soon.
I'll post it.
It's Twitter, GSMC_S Media.
S Media. Follow us on, you could download us, listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or, of course, just straight from the GSMCpodcast.com website.
Exactly.
We also have a lot of other social media podcasts. Oh, excuse me, not social media, but other podcasts in our network. So whatever you're into, if you're into movies, entertainment, sports, we got a little bit of everything.
Everything,
for everyone.
Yeah.
So listen to us.
Exactly. Listen
have
us all day
safe
long.
Safe 4th of July. Holla! I'm about to eat some barbecue.
Barbecue sounds good.
I know, right? I'm starving.
Can I come to your barbecue?
I mean, if you want. I'm not cooking.
I'll cook. Know. I'm actually a pretty good barbecue cook.
Barbecue cook? Barbecuer?
Chef? I don't know.
He was throwing down on the grill.
A barbecuist? Exactly.
You make me want a hot dog.
Because this is griller.
Reminds me of the 4th of July. Oh my God, Ben and Snap.
Oh, Ben
and Snap.
I was like, why do you sound like the kid from Malcolm in the Middle?
Anyways, bye. Don't miss us too much. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye.